the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Well, you wonder, you scratch your head and say, why is the president throwing a bone to conservatives who scream?
Thursday, they are ordinary Americans who have led extraordinary lives.
Things are bad.
I hate sex toys.
I think that's pretty gay.
World famous Phil Hendry show here. Boy, if we got action, we got action on the air, off the air. If you watch our video feed, you're watching a reality show. I'm telling you, if you watch the video feed of our show, you're not missing. If you don't have the video feed of our show, you're missing like three quarters of the show, it seems like, tonight. Ordinarily, you're watching, if you're watching our video feed, you're getting the whole package. But tonight, it seems like we have had stuff going on off the air. We got switches that aren't thrown. We got switches that need to be thrown. We need to, like the man said, I can be a guy or I can switch. We got people flipping out. And Maria's calling me on one of the lines. And Jason's trying to call the other line. And we are in the middle of hell. All right, anyway. But we got it all figured out. You got to get the video feed. You turn that gay stuff off, please, bud. I don't like that as bumper music anyway. 877-876-PHIL is our number, and this is the only news, talk, and entertainment show on the planet Earth that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we turn it all upside down, man, every night. And you can give us a call, as I mentioned, 877-876-PHIL. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com. Watch the live streaming video audio of the show every single night. You can hear the audio download the next day. You can download it to your iPod the next day. You can also see the video archives, a five-day video archive. We have archives of this radio show going back now some 13, 14 years. We've got material even going back further than that. Our website has been called one of the funniest on the web by PC Magazine. It's the Phil Hendry Show website. Do it today. And we got our friend Ted Bell is going to be joining us tonight from Ted's.
Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. Ted here. Ted's of Beverly Hills sponsoring this portion of the Phil Hendry program. And I've got a little food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun, for you and Phil tonight.
Here at Ted's.
Food for thought.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
I like that, Ted.
I think that's interesting, food for thought. And that's, of course, what we give you here in this segment of the Phil Hendry program, sponsored by Ted's of Beverly Hills. And tonight, I really have, if you don't mind, Phil.
Go ahead.
Because I heard the lady that you had on, Ms. Gray, talking about her. She's a little out there, isn't she?
What are you going to do? Margaret's an artist,
All right. Story here, most people can't talk on a cell phone and drive safely. Now, we've had this cell phone, can you drive safely, cell phone, can you not drive safely, cell phone. And we've heard this, and we have said, we've nodded our heads, and they've passed laws, and we have dutifully gone along with the Obama administration and this slow stripping away of our rights. As citizens,
you're not going to hang that on Obama. I mean, that's been something.
But Phil, I don't want to get into an argument. You and I we're just opposed when it comes to Obama. You and I are on opposite sides of the street.
No, I understand that, but are you really honestly hanging the cell phone thing on Obama?
All I know is this: I'm a businessman, and we've got millions of business people across this country. I am, thank God, knock wood, I'm a successful businessman. But I'm telling you, this guy in the White House is making it harder and harder to do business. And if you're a businessman like me, and I know there's billions of them listening to me right now, you are going from one end of the town to the next every single day trying to make a deal, trying to make a purchase, trying to make a sale, trying to put this idea together with another idea. You're doing everything you can to keep this country from caving in. Now, one of the things when you're doing that is you're driving, and again, knock wood, I'm a successful man. I've got a great automobile. It is a high-performance vehicle. I love this car. It's a Mercedes. It is a McLaren Mercedes.
Boy, that's a gorgeous automobile.
It's 750 horsepower. How does that feel? Huh? You like that?
750 horse, huh?
That's right.
V8.
Everything. And the reason why I have that car, Phil, is, as you know, we the Beverly Hills Automobile Association, which is a collection of guys that have HPV vehicles, who are successful business people, who are going from one end of the city to the next every day, trying to, you know, regenerate the economy. Now, I do that, and I do business on the cell phone as I'm doing that. It so happens, Phil, that I know how to operate a motor vehicle, a high-performance vehicle, in traffic, and hold a cell phone. I know how to do it all at the same time. I can't begin to tell you the time that is wasted, the energy that's wasted, fumbling with a headset or a Bluetooth or fumbling around with cords, and I find it insulting, on top of everything else, that someone says to me, and you... You know, Phil, I'm Ted Bell. I've had this steakhouse here for, you know, we're going on 30 years now.
I understand.
You understand. You understand it. Like you're saying, like I just told you, I have cancer. And
no, I know. I'm listening to you, Ted. Yes, you have owned the restaurant for almost 30 years, yes.
Yeah, and before that, my father. I'm Ted Bell. So you come up to me and you tell me I've got to do what? I've got to drive hands-free. I've got to use a phone that's hands-free. I don't do that. I don't need to do that. Now, I'm not asking for an exemption for every American. I'm asking for an exemption for a handful of business people in this country who are successful men, who have under their employ many thousands of people, who are doing business in all four corners of their city every day. They need to be able to get around. They need to be able to whip that phone out, turn it on, and use it while they're driving.
Well, you're talking about driving, though, with one hand, and that's exactly what the law in many, many states, if not all states now, I don't know, that's exactly what the law is trying to avoid, driving with one hand.
I understand that, and for most people, I understand that. For most people, I think that that is absolutely essential, if I could just go and say that. But for me, all right, I'm Ted Bell, and you know, there's another guy, his name may be Joe Smith, he's Joe Smith. I don't need that. I have a high-performance vehicle. It is a car that 750 horsepower. What do you tell me how that feels? Tell me how does that sit with you? 750 horse.
It's a lot of horse. It's a lot of horsepower. Yeah, for a beautiful car.
Well, the point that I'm making is that's going to get me where I want to go fast. I don't have time to fumble around with a Bluetooth. Everyone knows they sound horrible. You can't understand a word anyone's saying. I've got business I've got to do, and the business that I've got is the same business that business people across this country have, saving this country from Obama.
All right, well, Ted, what you've managed to do here, if you don't mind me saying, you have managed to take the cell phone issue and turn it into an Obama issue.
No, I'm not doing any such thing.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're saying that that you are racing around town trying to get business done so the economy doesn't slip further and further into the toilet, and that means you cannot use the... I don't understand why you can't use a hands-free cell phone.
I don't need to say to you, well, here's what. I'm saying to you simply this. I'm Ted Bell. I own a prominent business. I make a lot of money. I employ a lot of people. I don't want to use the hands-free cell phone. I want to use a cell phone that I can hold.
And that means you're driving with one hand.
Yes, and I'm driving with one hand because I know what I'm doing. I've got a high-performance Mercedes McLaren. You know, Burlwood, you're talking to me like you don't understand what I'm saying.
I understand that you are a car, you love automobiles, and God knows, Ted, you've had some beautiful ones, and I get it. And the Mercedes McLaren is a gorgeous automobile. I am not quite understanding how you can control a car better in traffic.
Look, are you asking me, if I've got a car like that with 750 horse at the wheel, and I don't know how to control that? I don't buy a car like that. I'm Ted Bell. I don't know how many times I got...
I understand you're Ted. Are you telling me, therefore, you know how to handle an automobile better because you're rich?
No, it's not because I'm rich, because I've had the money to buy cars like that, so I can maneuver through traffic. I've got to get from my restaurant, Phil, to give an example. I got to get from my restaurant to the LA Athletic Club downtown. I am maneuvering through traffic down Wilshire Boulevard. I am slipping in and slipping out of different lanes of traffic. I'm moving, and when people see me go by, They understand that that's a businessman. He's got to get where he's going. And when they see me go by not using a hands-free cell phone, but holding onto the cell phone with one hand and the wheel with the other, they are saying, there goes a man who, thank God, exists because he employs people. Back out of my way. And what's happening here is Obama's getting in my way. Getting in my way. That's
Obama's getting in your way by making you use a cell phone that's hands-free?
No. But that's all part of the same package. Obama is getting... I got things to do and places to go and people to see, and there he is. Every time I turn around, there's Obama. Every time I look in my rearview mirror, there's Obama. When I look in a side mirror, there's Obama. When I pick up a phone and I got to use it hands-free, there's Obama. And all I'm trying to do, along with a great many other men and women of this country, is to get this country on its feet again.
All right, Ted Bell with us here on the Phil Henry Show, and we'll take a break, Ted.
Sure. I want to know what the people think out there, because I think people should obviously use the hands-free cell phone. But in my case is what I'm talking about.
In your case and in the case of a lot of other businessmen.
Absolutely.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills talking about, for him and for a handful of successful businessmen who are trying to get business done, they need to be able to get in their car, pick up their phone, use it while they're driving with one hand. Because, you know, they got business to attend to save this country from Obama, as he put it. Your thoughts, 877-876-PHIL, should a handful of business people with high-performance vehicles and successful businesses be allowed to use cell phones by holding it with the hand and driving with the other hand? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What are you doing?
I hate a lot
to say. God. May not understand what it is I'm saying. Come on down, let's have a Ted. I'll tell you why I need to use that cell phone. I'm in traffic. I'm trying to help you. I'm Ted Bell.
Hold on for a minute, Ted. You know, we're on the air, so when you asked me, did that get buried?
When I said I'm Ted Bell, I think it got buried.
When you said Ted Bell, no, it did not.
Well, I think I'm Ted Bell. Got buried by the commercial. I wanted to say that.
All right, Ted Bell joins us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, sponsoring this segment of the program. We're talking about your need, Ted, and you feel the need of a select few. How many businessmen are we talking about?
Well, across the country, I think we've probably got a cadre of a couple of thousand men who really do a lot of business. And the business that they do keeps millions employed. And if you're telling that guy, okay, when you get into your car and you're going over to a business meeting, you have to put on a headset and look like, forgive me, Phil, but look like one of the people that drool when they have them in a psychiatric drool. I don't know the term.
You're talking about schizophrenic?
Yeah, schizophrenic. You know, when you look like you're talking to yourself and a guy walks up to you in the corner, like happened to me a couple of years ago. I was waiting for Marcy and my son and Josh, and we were going to go to that, go to a movie, and the guy walks up to me and says, oh, you poor, you know, blankety blank blank blank. I mean, he used MF. And I said, he thought I was a schizophrenic. I can't do that. I can't do it. And there are a lot of businessmen that can't do that.
Everybody else has got to use a cell phone that's hands-free.
Oh, Phil, but stop with the oh, poor me, all right?
No, it's not oh, poor me, but you, Ted Bell, you can use one with one hand because you're on your way to big business deals.
You know, it's frustrating to talk to a guy who doesn't really get the universe that I operate in, and it's not that...
I get it, Ted.
No, I'm not being all holier and mightier than thou, but I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying, along with a lot of other guys, to save this country from this guy Obama, who's sticking a knife right through it. He's putting a knife in it, turning it and breaking it off and then having a laugh.
I couldn't disagree more. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go down here to Jermaine in Mobile, Alabama. Jermaine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I would like to make a comment on the Mr. Bell, what Mr. Bell
yes.
said.
Ted Bell here. Yeah, Ted Bell here.
First, we know who you are. We heard you three times.
Well, you wanted to know.
You make this comment that all business, successful business people should have a cell phone and should be exempt. You're missing some things.
You didn't say the whole point.
You haven't heard what I have to say. When you're driving with one hand, you got to be aware of other people around you. That's just like if you're getting in the car behind the wheel, you're drunk. When you get out there and you're drunk, you're not aware of the people that are around you because that alcohol has messed up your sense of judgment. So you cannot say that all business people, successful business people, should have the right to have a cell phone. If you're going to do business, you need to do it before you get in the car.
I drive a Mercedes McLaren. I got 750 horse at the wheel.
I heard that.
We know about that, Ted.
Yeah, but that,
you can have a horse and buggy. You can have a horse.
Well, I'm able to operate that. Let me ask you a question, Jermaine. What's a flambé? You know what a flambé is?
What's a flambé?
You know, yes. What is that?
That's something you eat. Some food.
That you put on fire.
Well, I heard your wife say it's somebody is set on fire, and it isn't.
Wait a minute. His wife, I heard the lady,
wife.
She said.
I'm not married.
She said.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm not married.
Is your boyfriend? Well, is that a man or what is that?
No, this is my cousin. It's my cousin.
You're dating your cousin? Wow.
He didn't say that, did he?
Listen, Ted, Mr. Bell of Beverly Hills.
But your cousin said,
do you remember the news?
Is a guy you set on fire.
Do you remember the news when the locomotive engineer was texting? Do you remember all those people he killed? Think about that.
Think about all the family members who lost.
It was the guy in Glendale who was texting.
I'm not talking about driving a train. I'm talking about driving a Mercedes McLaren with wood.
Because you're on the highway, you're going to kill people just as this guy killed the people on the train.
Ted, I think the question needs to be answered here. This gentleman is saying what a lot of people say. What makes you a better driver than these other people?
What makes me a better driver is simply this. I have experience using the power steering. I can drive 750 horse with one finger, okay, and use my phone.
I can whip in
and out of traffic with one finger. What happened to him? Did his cousin just all of a sudden get friendly? Are you all right?
No, you saying something.
I heard you go, like that, like somebody speaking of a finger.
Go ahead, Jermaine.
Listen, you're not getting the point. It's like every time you come on here, you're saying something. And you're not getting the point. You're putting your foot in your mouth.
I'm trying to save this country.
Yeah, we heard that, Ted.
No. Hold on. One man cannot save this country. The only person
I am trying to help this country
is the Lord God. Remember that.
The Lord God. Who?
The Lord God is.
He said the Lord God.
It's the only person that can save this country. This is
the Lord Snoop Dogg.
Not Ted Bell, not me, not Mr. Henry, President Obama.
And not the Lord Snoop Dogg, which is what you just said.
He said the Lord God.
I said God.
Well, I'm not talking about God like that. Now, I'm not talking about God. You said the Lord Snoop Dogg.
No, he didn't.
I thought you said the Lord Snoop or something. The one finger, all I'm saying is... Gora? What is that? Some something out of Ghostbusters?
Wait a minute.
I
the Lord God. God.
All right.
Now, I okay, said God. G-O-D.
I understand. I understand.
G-O-D.
That. If I'm driving a car with one finger, do you think I'm a good driver? Yes.
No. No.
I don't
care how much experience. No, no.
Are
I'm
you
not
insane?
Crazy. I don't care how much experience you have. You cannot drive no car with no one finger. Come on, man.
Well, I've
just because
I've
you can't
bail
a Beverly Hills successful businessman, you got the experience
right.
to drive a car
Sir,
with one finger.
I
Come
am
on,
able
man.
To drive a car with one. You know what? I stand before the Lord Goa. I don't even know.
Hold on. 877-876-PHIL.
What happened?
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Well, I got a Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have got some of the most delicious prime rib all day roasted. And, of course, we got that porterhouse for two, $85.
Here at Ted's.
Here in Beverly Hills.
You want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills and Ted Bell joining us. A couple of questions as we talk to Ted here about the economy and about the hands-free law on cell phones. You're saying there's a handful of businessmen in this country who should be allowed to drive while holding onto a cell phone because they are doing business.
Well, you know, if people don't understand the concept that a business, look at, in California, in Washington, D.C., in New York, they all have laws outlawing handheld phones while driving. Take a look at the economy. Where is the economy centrally located in this country other than, you know, in your hometown? It's in Washington. It's in New York. It's out here in California. This is where the business gets done. And
we got a lot of people saying that you could get into a very serious accident driving with one hand, 750 horse, you know.
You know what, though? I don't live my life on what maybe is going to happen, what could be, should be, maybe, you know. I live my life on what deal I'm going to close. How many people am I going to keep employed today? What deal can I do? What business can I do? Is my tie on straight? Are my teeth brushed? Is my breath good? You know, you walk in, and I learned this because my father went down this way. You walk in with Gordon's gin on your breath, and you breathe that into one of these, and I'll say this with all due respect because I do a lot of business with these, you know, the ones Japanese, okay?
Yeah.
You walk in and breathe some of that Gordon's gin on one of them, and they give you that so, and it's over.
Boy, are we getting a little racist here?
I beg your pardon. I do a lot of business with Japanese business people. They are some of my best friends.
Well, what's with the so?
I'm telling you. You breathe some of that Gordon's gin on them, because what they expect, if you're going to be drinking at all, they want the smell of rice wine.
Sake.
Just forget about calling it sake, because it's an insult when you try to pronounce a Japanese word. Do they just want you to call it what you'd use, rice wine?
877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell talking about driving without a hands-free cell phone. He is Ted Bell. He and several other businessmen do a lot of business. Here's Julie in Knoxville, Tennessee. Julie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
What was that comment supposed to mean?
What?
He and a bunch of other guys do business.
Well, you sound, Ted, like you're entitled.
I'm not entitled.
So
I've got a caller on the line here. Go ahead, Julie.
So everybody's entitled that owns a business to take and talk on a cell phone without a hands-free.
No. Not everybody. No.
That's what you're
only
saying.
Those of us.
Okay.
Those of us who employ a lot of people and who are responsible for a great deal of money flowing through this economy, I got to get from L.A. all the way down to the L.A. Athletic Club. You got to go from L.A. Where?
I drive all over the United States.
Well, You drive all over the United States.
I got to find out. Now I deliver. Right for the United States.
I'm making deals. I'm making multi-million-dollar deals.
Yeah, I do too.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I make the kind of deal that keeps you employed. I make the kind of deal that decides whether you've got anything to take from one state to the next. That's what I do.
I have to call and find out with the dispatcher. So,
no, you
know,
don't.
You ain't the only one.
And the other thing is, you. How come you guys get to drive with one hand?
How do they get to drive with one hand?
They got that microphone, that CB microphone. No, you don't. You got the CB microphone, and you open up the microphone with one hand. Don't you hold the microphone with one hand? Yes, you do.
What microphone are you talking about?
They don't have CBs anymore.
They don't have CBs anymore.
I can't hear what you're saying, Phil, because, that's the lady talking. So you don't have a CB in your truck?
I don't have a CB. No, sir.
Well, that proves you're not doing the kind of business I do. I'm in communication constantly with people. Now, you know, out there driving a truck, you know that when you see a Mercedes McLaren come by, you know the guy that's driving that is a guy that's got money, don't you?
Yeah,
don't you?
If he's driving the truck, he's not taking care of his equipment. He's my friend, an idiot.
Taking care of his equipment.
If you want to drive your vehicle, you drive it with pride. You don't sit there.
Absolutely, I drive it with pride.
Traffic.
Because
you don't sit there and leave in and out of traffic with one hand glued to.
Man, Julie, if I got to get across town so that Julie has another load of moo cow creamers to deliver between restaurants, then that's what I got to do. Otherwise, you don't have a shipment and you don't work that week.
Well, what does that mean, moo cow creamers?
Well, whatever it is she's calling. It's moccasins, I don't know.
Well, what do you got to put? What she does?
She's putting down my job. I'm telling you, I got to go across town driving
with one finger. You got to go across.
Oh, this one
you're
finger.
You're going across town. You're talking on a cell phone.
That's exactly right.
People, why do you have to be across town?
Because I'm going to a meeting. Are you serious? Why do you got to travel from one state to the next in your truck? You got business to do. You got places to go, and you got people to see. And Julie, I'm Ted Bell. Tell you what you do. I got one for Julie. Where's the bell?
What?
Where's the bell? Don't we ring a bell when I get a free? I'm giving you a free steak dinner. I want you to come out to California the next time you haul your moo cow creamers out here. And I'm just kidding about that. I don't know what it is. Free steak dinner on me, Ted's in Beverly Hills. Your name's Julie? Yeah, it's Julie. All right. I think she passed out. She was so happy.
Maybe you better have to get back to that gym so you could take and not be the person that takes care of the moo cow.
You know what she just said? Maybe I need to get back to gym so I can take beef. That, to me, is crude.
No, Julie, thank you so much for your call. That lady is a trucker. She is working, hauling freight and other things across the country.
Yeah, right. She's hauling freight, and she keeps making fun of me. I'm the guy that keeps that truck loaded. I'm the guy that slides that meat into the back. Well, I can't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Elizabeth, listening to us in Detroit tonight. Hello, Elizabeth. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm hearing from you. How long have you been on this job?
I happen to be the owner of a steakhouse, Ted's of Beverly, on the job.
Yeah,
I'm not asking about your Mercedes.
I could give a grab-ass about your Mercedes. Here's the thing.
You are driving
on busy highways. There are all kinds of people passing you up. And you're telling them that they may not be as good on that cell phone as you are. And you're
telling them,
well, I see him not doing what he's supposed to do on that cell phone. Why should I obey any law? And you're telling people how long you've been working this job. I'm calling it
a job
because you're saying you're trying to keep people
working.
I am the owner of a restaurant. Number one.
And if I've got to kill somebody to get...
Stop interrupting. You know what you're asking people to
Wouldn't you sacrifice your life for the success of my business and other people?
What does that mean?
You're breaking the law and you're teaching other people around you to do the same thing. That's very wrong.
Another thing is...
What did you do before cell phones? That's why I'm asking you how long you've been doing this kind of work.
I had a mobile phone in my car, a radio telephone that only wealthy people had. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know, nobody cares about that. They're caring about
the antenna.
Doing the right thing.
You remember the antenna? Do you remember the antenna on the top of some cars? That was me.
Don't use your cell phone. Go back to what you were using before. And by the way, how did you ever get on this radio station?
That happens to what I was using before was a radio telephone with the antenna on the top of the car that you saw only wealthy men have.
Why don't you go back to it? Why don't you go back to it? And
because it's more expensive. Because it's easier just to have the phone.
I'm a
wig. I'll tell you something else.
This is the first time I've
You're a Whig? You're not a Republican? You're a Whig? What's that?
Listen, I can tell
you.
Will you stop talking? You got a big problem. You don't know how to shut up and let other people talk.
She told
you
she's a Whig, didn't
she? No, she did not say that.
I'm calling you because I'm awake and I don't feel good. And
she's
a
Whig.
I never talked
not
to
a Whig. She's awake.
And
I am telling you now, Elizabeth.
How did you ever get hired on this radio
station? It would be better for you. I'd have to say to you, ma'am, it would be better for you to die if more people could be employed.
What a terrible thing to say.
No, I didn't mean that.
You know what? You don't even need that job. Why don't you just hug your Mercedes and give that job to somebody that needs it? You do not need it. You know
I own the restaurant, and I keep those people employed.
All you're doing is sitting in town, everybody how big of a hotshot you are with your dang Mercedes.
Well, if that, I happen to
and
be going from one,
give
I'm
that
weaving
job
through traffic.
To somebody that needs it and go back to your other phone, what you
were
doing
Can you drive with
years.
One finger? Can you drive with one finger?
People,
no, you can't.
You're making other people break the law. They may not be as good at using a cell phone as you claim you
That's
are.
A good point.
And you
that's a good point, Elizabeth.
Doing it with one hand.
I'm doing it with one finger, and that's because I've got power steering.
Well, that's even worse.
That's worse? Not
you
when I can weave through traffic.
You have two hands, so you can do things
you know what,
the right
I know
way.
You know what I think is the problem? You're jealous of me because I can drive with
I'm
one finger.
I'm not jealous
when,
at all.
When both your hands are paralyzed.
I'm telling you, you're a jerk because you're not doing the right thing. You're teaching other people to break the law.
I'm not doing the right thing. I'm trying to keep Obama.
I'll tell you another thing. It's people like you that make our car insurance go up all the time because they keep breaking laws.
I am simply saying to you that if I can't drive with one finger, people die.
How do people die if you can't drive with one finger?
They don't have jobs. They starve to death.
You know what?
Gotcha.
You're supposed to follow the rule of law. You're supposed to follow the law. You're not.
I am asking that the law be changed.
No, you think you're an exception to the law, and you're not.
Ted, are you doing this?
I want the law to be changed so that myself and five other guys I know.
Don't go on the radio station and blame it on our president. He's not telling you, he's telling you what you should do that's right. And you should not be telling
me what to do that's right.
Go ahead and break the law. And you know what?
Wait a minute. Barack Obama never ordered one steak from Kansas City, as far as I know.
Why don't you go over to work for Fox News or one of those idiotic people? Most of these Republicans are not worth a powder to blow to hell. And you sound like one of them. I don't know why you're even on this station.
Let me tell you something. Thank God for Fox News because they tell the truth about how Obama is making me go out and drive with one finger.
That's why you don't sound like you're supporting our president.
Yeah, and the president is working. And you come on here and
I'd support the president if he didn't make me drive while holding a cell phone. I have to do that because he's run the economy into the...
You know what? You're one of those people that you think you should do just what you want to do, not what you... You don't want to obey the law.
I have to do what's going to help this country. I got to get from a Tea Party meeting in Burbank
I don't care if you got to go to heaven and back. Do what's right. Obey the law.
I'm doing what's right.
You know what? Can't you understand that you are telling other people that may not be that great at using a cell phone, and you are telling them that it's okay because you're not saying that. I'm saying me and only five other guys. The only reason I tuned you in
you
is because I don't feel good, and I'm going to tell you something. Is when I get off this phone, I'm going to shut my radio off, and I will never, ever listen to you again because you are a stupid idiot.
That you listen to me again. I demand that you listen to me because I'm the only one that's...
She hung up.
Yeah. That is so wrong and so unfair because she said that she was going to go over and close the lid on her toilet. I forget what she said.
She said she was going over to turn the radio off and that she was the only reason why she was listening to us tonight is that she was awake.
Yeah, she said she was a Whig.
She didn't say she's a Whig. She said she's awake. Awake.
Well, I thought she was confusing it. And for her to say to me some of the things she said.
Like what?
I forget.
877 877- Just 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on his entitlement to drive with one hand on the wheel, one hand on the cell phone, because he's got places to go and people to see. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
For Phil Hendry to stand by while I was assaulted and violated
by
Ted, that's...
Let it happen, Phil.
I don't think it's fair. I think that that lady...
And I have to make that statement in my commercial because I don't know whether I'm going to be given the opportunity to say it. You stood by while I was repeatedly violated.
No, Ted, that woman was very, she was amped up and angry that the perception she has...
Wait, right there, Keith. That's right. The perception she has. Is it the truth?
Well, the truth is that you want the law changed for a handful of people to drive while holding the cell phone in their hand and the wheel in the other because you are wealthy men of industry and you keep people employed and you've got places to go and people to see.
Yeah. So far, you're doing great.
Because Obama's wrecking the country.
There you go, Phil. And you know what? I know you voted for Obama. Good for you. This guy, as long as his economic policies continue to destroy this country, guys like me and other guys out there listening right now, and they know who they are, we're the guys that do the purchasing, we're the guys that do the hiring, we're the guys that are trying to hold this thing together with spit and glue while Obama's out there having himself, he's out playing Yahtzee with the economy. He's out playing Yahtzee with the most powerful country in the world. He's taking the most powerful military in the world with the largest nuclear arsenal, and he's playing go to the head of the class and Yahtzee.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. Talking about the guy being so frivolous? You may not agree with him politically, man, but that's a far cry from saying the man is frivolous. Here is Tom in Syracuse, New York. Tom, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hey, Ted, how do you seem to feel that you're entitled because you're Ted Bell and you drive a Mercedes McLaren and it's 750 horse and you're so important.
Wheel.
You know what? You ain't that entitled and your five other buddies, you ain't that important to the workings of this country, to go out and jeopardize people on the road. I come from a stock car family. Okay? None of them feel entitled.
Have you ever gone to Grand Prix racing?
They would not think of going out on the road and taking away their concentration, even though they have the ability. They might probably have more ability than you. Your arrogance is just extruding.
I wish that I didn't have to be arrogant. I wish I could just be like you, but I can't.
You come off so arrogant.
I employ people, and I've got to get out and get this business done. Now, you and your stock car friends, if you got some moonshine to haul, it's good for you. And
well, what does that mean?
Well, I'm making a joke.
What does that mean?
Isn't that the way the stock car guys got started?
That is,
they were hauling some of that white lightning over the mountains, right?
Back in the 40s.
All right.
There you go. But
well,
your arrogance extrudes from your pores. You are not entitled no more than anybody else in this country. You feel that you're entitled, that you don't have to obey a law.
Yes, sir. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm just saying that when I'm on the road, I'd like you to get out of the way.
No, wait a minute, Ted. Say that again. Say that again. I want to hear what you said, Ted.
I said I don't think I'm better than this guy. When I'm on the road, I would rather he get out of my way so I can get some business done.
What makes you think this gentleman doesn't have business to do?
He just said he wears a Bluetooth. Right?
I wear a Bluetooth. Because
okay, that means he couldn't possibly
I'm on the road, too. I'm on the road,
he's
too.
Tooling
I don't want to have another man that's ramming up my butt is going to get me in an accident because you're so important to get somewhere. Well, I'm in a family business. I have places to go, but I do it in a safe manner. I use a Bluetooth. They work great, and I got both my hands on the wheel.
They may work great, but you're tooling along with your hands at 10 and 2, and I know the kind of guy I see. You're there with your hands at 10 and 2 o'clock, and I'm going, come on, will you step on it? And you never do that.
Well,
you know,
if you want to go to the racetrack, there's a time and a place to be like that and to speak. You want
I don't
want
to go to
that.
Are you talking about going to the stock car races where they don't change those outhouses out for 40?
The highway is not a racetrack. You're a hazard out there. You're no better than
I'm not a hazard.
Behind a wheel.
Right, fine. You know what I'll do? I'll drive the way you drive, and you guess what happens? The next steak you eat at a steakhouse, it'll taste like it'll taste like a cadaver. Like human flesh.
I
eat nice Kobe steak. I don't know about you, but I eat nice Kobe steak. You heard of
Kobe
steak?
You and about a half a dozen women.
Okay, that's enough of that. 87 said, thank you very much, sir, for your call. Kobe steak is actually a very good Japanese steak. What are you looking at?
Yes, sir.
877, you and a half a dozen. 877-876-Phil. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I got your Kobe steak.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.